Now here it'll be well to put plainly certain general facts about this new thing, life, that was creeping in the shallow waters and intertidal muds of the early Paleozoic period, and which is perhaps confined to our planet alone in all the immensity of space. Life differs from all things whatever that are without life in certain general aspects. There are the most wonderful differences among living things today, but all living things, past and present, agree in possessing a certain power of growth. All living things take nourishment. All living things move about as they feed and grow, though the movement be no more than the spread of roots through the soil or of branches in the air. Moreover, living things reproduce. They give rise to other living things, either by growing and then dividing, or by means of seeds, or spores, or eggs, or other ways of producing young. Reproduction is a characteristic of life. No living thing goes on living forever. There seems to be a limit of growth for every kind of living thing. Among very small and simple living things, such as that microscopic blob of living matter, the amoeba, an individual may grow and then divide completely into two new individuals, which again may divide in their turn. Many other microscopic creatures live actively for a time, grow, and then become quiet and inactive, enclose themselves in an outer covering, and break up wholly into a number of still smaller things, spores, which are released and scattered, and again grow into the likeness of their parent. Among more complex creatures, the reproduction isn't usually such a simple division, though division does occur even in the case of many creatures big enough to be visible to the unassisted eye. But the rule with almost all larger beings is that the individual grows up to a certain limit of size. Then, before it becomes unwieldy, its growth declines and stops. As it reaches its full size, it matures, it begins to produce young, which are either born alive or hatched from eggs. But all of its body doesn't produce young, only a special part does that. After the individual has lived and produced offspring for some time, it ages and dies. It does so by a sort of necessity. There's a practical limit to its life as well as to its growth. These things are as true of plants as they are of animals, and they're not true of things that don't live. Non-living things, such as crystals, grow, but they have no set limits of growth or size. They don't move of their own accord, and there's no stir within them. Crystals, once formed, may last unchanged for millions of years. There's no reproduction for any non-living thing.